save your joys and pain. On Hit 92.9.
You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete for Subway. The $5 everyday value range at Subway. Four selected Subway 6-inch subs for just $5 each.
Save your Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Podcast, you guys.
How
what a
good
day.
Was the Hey Siri call 131060 this
that
morning?
Was epic. That was sick. Hey, actually, while we're talking about podcasts, you know the Teacher's Pet podcast, the big
no,
one?
No, it's on my list.
No, you can't get it.
What do you mean?
You can't get it anymore.
It's done.
It's been taken down.
What?
You're
why?
Joking.
Why?
It's going through the courts. And everyone who's listened to that podcast will go guilty.
Right.
Ah. So it's been taken down. I tried to listen to it yesterday.
Damn yeah. it.
Yeah. You can pull stuff out of it as evidence.
I tell you what I did watch.
I believe it might shape some stuff, yeah.
It's the same thing when the whole Underbelly series. Remember when that was going to get released and they stopped it from airing on free-to-air TV because it was still going through a court?
Yes.
Through a trial at the time?
And I believe that was probably a little bit more Hollywood-y. Mm. So, like, they probably put a bit of mayo and sugar and stuff into it. Whereas I think this Teacher Pet podcast is really factual.
Yeah.
And used as part of evidence. So that's... Yeah. But I was spewing. I thought my phone was rooted yesterday. I was trying to download it.
Damn it. I hate it when that happens. Anyway, I did watch the Four Corners, St. Kevin's Boys.
Yes.
Over the weekend.
What'd you
yesterday.
Make?
Yeah, interesting.
60 Minutes. You watched last night with Harvey
Weinstein.
Is he the...
Oh, no, I missed 60 Minutes. Went out last night.
I recorded it.
Did ya?
I argued it, man. It's pretty good.
He's the guy who, if you're listening to this, you don't know who that is.
Red Hollywood,
he's essentially, he's the big Hollywood producer who is just being dragged across the coals for allegedly having harassed sexually woman after woman after woman after woman after woman. He hasn't been convicted. It's all going through the courts still, back and forth, but it's his case that kickstarted the Me Too movement.
Yes, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
So I think there was a special on last night, 60 Minutes.
Yeah, right.
I recorded it.
So you watching it today?
I'm going to watch it today.
I'll just jump on the app.
Download the app at the Hit app.
Now, get stuck into today. We'll hear from Johnny Debnam, who's the free diver who passed out 25 metres underwater, and his mate who saved him, Andre Ruakura, and another chapter of I Shouldn't Be Alive. Game of Homes was back.
Griffin. Jeez, I hope he gets adopted.
Yeah,
he
anyone
will.
That does adopt it, does adopt him, I'm happy to walk him too.
He got some spunk about him.
He'd pull me along too.
Oh, Griff.
And Timmy, if you're listening, mate, I know you usually cut this part out, but keep the open lines in today. Keep the open lines in because it was good fun, as you mentioned at the top.
It was a bit of content, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a bit of content in there. Something
we do
that
it
we
every
thought
morning.
We didn't know if it would work or not, but it turned out it worked really bloody well. So you'll hear that.
Could we
right
change
now.
The segment to Siri calls? And just every morning go, hey Siri, 131060. And see what we land. We might get some interesting people.
Oh, I reckon we would. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know if they'll let us change it, but let's just do it.
We'll
open calls
go.
Is Siri.
Yeah,
Siri, 131060.
Call 131060.
Hey, Siri, call 131060.
Have a good
day.
No,
don't call 131060.
Call 131060. Bloody hell. Ready? Watch me to pop up on the screen. Jules.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Tell you what, I know what it feels like to be a woman breastfeeding at the moment.
What?
I have delayed onset muscular soreness in my pecs like never before.
Wait. Didn't you do a PT session on
Friday?
Friday
and my boobs.
Have you done anything in between?
No. Like, honestly, it is excruciating. Carrying Ted. I've almost had to drop him a couple of times.
Oh, no.
And I say, honestly, they are as tender.
Aww.
There are
stop grabbing your boobs like that. Turn me on.
I'm describing the perfect woman. My boobs are so tender. Sorry, I've gone rogue already. But yes.
Hasn't taken you long.
Oh, no, it's been that long.
We're going to do something a little bit different for Open Lines this morning.
Yes, we are. Now, was it Friday that we did this? For some reason, Zave was talking about something and he activated my Siri.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, whatever you just said just activated my Siri. And then you then went, hey, Siri. Call
mum,
right? And it activated a lot of people's
phones started calling mum.
Yeah, you were getting text messages through.
Yeah.
So maybe this morning, can you say, hey Siri, call 131060?
Yeah.
And whoever's phone calls it,
you have to talk to us.
Well, you have to talk to us.
We'll give you,
we'll
give you a 50 for
it.
All right. Okay. So, everything's going to be nice and quiet.
Put your phones out close to the speakers.
Project. And you're going to say it, okay, and now.
Hey Siri, call 131060.
Calling 131060.
That's worked. All right, you have to talk to us. If it rings, we'll call you next.
Jules is ringing. Save your
Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
The honey badger, he said, I want to find a woman who's had something go wrong with her so I know she's got resilience. Mate, they're on The Bachelor. Sh** has gone wrong.
The man with more problems than Jay-Z, please welcome Dave Hughes.
Good morning, Hughesy.
How are you?
Yeah, really good, guys. Absolutely top of the morning. My chest doesn't hurt. I haven't, you know, I know that Dave is whinging about his chest.
Yes.
His pecs in particular, actually. It's not even just the chest. It's his
boobs,
pec.
The boobs.
You said pec. You said the word pec.
Yeah, well, then I'll rephrase my boobs. My boobs are sore.
No, but there's a pec behind the boob, you know? That's your, yeah, there is. There is pec. I've got pecs as well and boobs, so it's hard when you got both.
It is. It is hard. And actually, the other day, Hughesy, I went for a jog. And you know, growing up, you get girls who go, oh, you guys don't know how hard it is to run with boobs and all that sort of stuff. No word of a lie, I felt the stretch on my chest. Yeah. I was like, I might actually whip myself into a little sports bra here.
Yeah, look, I agree. I hear what you're saying. And it's, yeah, it can be really tough on the nipples for us guys, you know.
Thankfully, you guys now feel our pain.
Yeah, I do. And the stretch.
No, it
the
hurts.
Stretch, yes.
Some girls, most girls have to, like, double up on the sports bras.
Yeah, well, I don't need to double. I just need the one to start with. But, hey, Yuzi, you've been in radio for a really long time. I need some advice on how to handle a situation. Pete Corelli, who is a gentleman well-known around Perth as one of the nice guys. He had a gaming convention on Saturday night, and I reckon he's coming a bit hungover today. Just saying. How would you handle the situation?
Well, if a workmate is an alcoholic, is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
I don't know. I wouldn't say alcoholic. I got home at 11.
It's a big night for Pep.
It's nerds. It started at 5:30. We played some games, ate some pizza, and then went home.
And he slowed
down. Yeah, like 11 in the morning, are we saying, or 11 at night?
I mean, it was 11 o'clock at night.
Wait, were you allowed alcohol at this thing?
I'll stop it. It was a licensed venue. Get stuff.
It's really tough, though, for your mum to have to get out there. Yeah.
Hey, is gaming a sport?
Look, they get paid like it's a sport. My son wants to be a professional basketballer. You know, like he loves the NBL, he loves the NBA. But I say to him, mate, I don't think LeBron James spent 60 hours a week with a headset on, you know, playing Fortnite. I reckon you got to make a decision. But I just don't, you know, it's so powerful, those bloody games, that it's hard to get them off them. So, yeah, it could ruin his NBA career, and the fact that he'll probably only be 5'10" probably also will ruin it.
That's a tough start, the 5'10" part. Melbourne NBL finals this week coming up. Usually Melbourne will be eliminated first round, I'd imagine.
No, they won't, mate. No. I mean, they're going to beat the Sydney Kings, and then they'll find Perth eventually, you know what I mean? And you guys will go down, you know? And revenge will be extracted.
Oh, they're an insipid group, that Melbourne team.
No, they're not, mate. They're good.
Broadway.
No way.
Just quickly before we let you go, Yuzi, is there a billboard with you up on in a G-string?
There was for a little while.
Oh, there was.
I was wearing a G-string, and that was for the TV show, Hughes, if you had a problem. Yeah, so, and I was wearing it to show support for an Instagram influencer who's got 1 million followers, and someone said she had a big bum and she should put it away. And I'm like, get your bum out there. So I bought a G-string at the airport, and I tried to take some photos in my hotel room before the taping of the show.
Yeah.
And it was just me in the bathroom, you know, with just a G-banger on.
Yeah.
And I wasn't happy with the photos.
Nah.
And so I left them on my phone, thought, don't do that. And then some other thing came up, and I said to the radio digital guy, can you get some photos off my phone? He said, there's nothing on there that's weird, is there? And I said, no, there's not. And then he found these photos. So he put them on the Instagram. It's not my fault they ended up being on a billboard. But you know what? I'm going to roll with it. You know?
Yeah. I might find them and put them in the bank.
Mate, a sports bra and a G-banger, and I think, you know, you could be really...
Oh, you guys are set to go.
Oh, mate, what a morning. Hughesy, always good to catch up, mate. We'll see you next week. Save your
tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Now, yesterday, one of the biggest sporting events in the world happened. It was the heavyweight champion of the world, boxing.
Oh, I saw this on my Insta stories. People were, trying to buy it.
I was meant to have people over in my house yesterday, right. But I pulled the pin on that. Sorry about that, boys.
Who was fighting?
Well, the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury, named after Mike Tyson.
Really?
He's actually a gypsy. Like, his family is a family of gypsies. So he quit school when he was 11 years old and went working with his dad and three brothers tarmacking roads.
Yeah.
And lived a gypsy life. So when he came out on the throne, like, got carried out yesterday on a throne with his...
Did he?
Oh, no, full... Had, like, four people carrying the throne.
Oh, that's nuts.
The entries into the fight yesterday... were incredible.
Who was he fighting? Oh, sorry.
No, you're right.
Deontay Wilder, who was favourite, the champion.
That's
so
who
they,
you
they
backed,
fought.
Right? Sorry.
So they fought like 14 months ago and it ended in an actual draw.
Yeah,
right. Draw.
So it was you knew it was going to be a close one.
It was the rematch now. Well, it wasn't. The Gypsy King absolutely pummeled Tyson. Tyson Fury absolutely pummeled Deontay Wilder.
Oh, okay.
And here is the concluding stages. Wilder's team actually threw the towel in yesterday.
So, did they?
Okay. He was, I suppose that's the difference yesterday I noticed between, you know, UFC and boxing.
Yeah.
I reckon Wilder had a bit left in him, but it wasn't going his way. He was getting severely beaten.
Yeah.
And you just see his corner throw the towel into the middle of the ring and it was it all over. Whereas the fighter wants to fight.
Yeah.
He says he's a warrior. I want to fight. I want to get carried out.
Yeah.
But boxing is so much different. It's just like, well, no, they said something to comment on the day watching it. You know, live today, fight tomorrow. Whereas, you know, there's no need to get busted. He had his ear probably. His ear was bleeding.
Oh,
and
God.
I reckon, I read something that might have affected his balance when you have ear problems, because he just didn't look like a champion. He just looked outclassed, where I reckon his ear was causing mischief and it was bleeding. Now, this is what happened when his ear was bleeding.
What was he just doing with his tongue right there? He said in the lead up, I want to taste blood. I believe that's what he was just doing there at the end of six.
What?
Licking his ear.
Licking the blood.
Oh, my God.
The Gypsy King was saying, he said, I'm going to knock him out and I'm going to taste his blood. Yeah. And they zoom in. I don't think he's actually licking it, but he's just a showman.
But I was just going to say, this sort of stuff, like, if you're any other fighter that's going to be coming up against him later on down the track, you're seeing a fight like that and him
he's crazy, mate.
I don't want to fight him.
No, it's hilarious. He's this big, fat, white guy, and he was there, and he's doing, like, this little tongue thing. Ugh. And they're like, what's he doing? And he wasn't, like, snacking on blood, but you could tell that he was sort of alluding to the cameras, I'm tasting his bloody, because he was right on top.
Jeez.
Now, it ended, he won convincingly, as I said, but he wins over so many fans the way he behaves. So he just comes across as an absolute lunatic that has fun, a real showman. So at the end, he's obviously been won, crowned the champion, and he grabs the mic and breaks into a song for the whole stadium.
The day, the music died all together now. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
Night at a pub.
Yeah, well, as they said, all the comments on Twitter and stuff were saying, this is exactly how me and the mates leave the pub on a Saturday night singing our own 100%. Songs. But, gee, it was such a good show yesterday. I mean, boxing's one of those things that I just watch the main sort of fights. But when you see the show that they put on yesterday, and they pocketed about 30 minutes, the purses were smaller, but obviously when the pay-per-views come in and my $50 lobbed into their accounts as well, about 30 million.
You seem like such a fan of this Gypsy King.
I love him.
So why'd you back the other guy?
Well, the other guy was the champ. No, but you should say, I'll show you the photo. So the Gypsy is a big, fat, white guy.
Let me Google him. Right.
Wilder is this
peak
dark
condition?
Man who is ripped to shreds, looks unbelievable, like a physical, absolute beast. Like you can't compare the two. They are the complete opposite in everything.
Yeah.
And anyway, Fury's the champ.
Unbelievable. Save your jewels
and peace. On Hit 92.9.
All right, so this is a test run.
Okay.
Yes, it
is. Are we going to give the segment a run today, though?
We are going to give a segment a proper run today.
Ooh.
That's coming up in just minutes. In fact, right after this, you'll hear the little thing that goes 13, 10, 60, call now.
And if you get it right, $500
Absolutely.
In your pocket.
Yep, in your Skyrock.
So what are you going to do?
Well, let's go through it, shall we?
Okay.
So this is our new game. It's called Majority Rules. And what we've done is we've gone and we've surveyed Perth. We've
thousands.
Asked Perth a question. Thousands
of people.
Put it out there. And if you can pick what the majority chose, you'll win yourself $500. So, for example, Jules, you'll have the envelope.
Yep.
Right?
With
and
the
inside
answer.
The envelope, yes, we'll have the answer.
Yeah.
Xavier, you can be the caller for today.
Okay.
All right?
Siri, call 13, 10, 60.
So it's like, we've picked up the phone.
Yep.
G'day, Xavier.
Hey, guys, love the show. Gee whiz, Jules, you're a real good inclusion from Bunbury, mate. Loving you up here in the big smoke.
Thanks.
Pete, I love gaming. Oh, man, what you did to Ninja the other day, you stuck it up him. Go
right,
get him, guys.
Thanks, Xavier.
Right.
Good on you.
What question are we asking this morning?
All right, so the question that we're, and this is what we do, right? So we've got the caller on the line.
Yep.
Then we pose the question, and the question this time around, well, it'll be different when we play next.
Yep.
But a little example we've spun up for you.
What's your preference for underwear on men? Briefs or boxer shorts?
Ooh, right.
Okay,
so I've
got
to choose what the majority of Perth would have thought.
What are you thinking?
Look, I'm thinking that boxer shorts is a thing that kids probably should wear.
Yeah.
I think you grow out of stage of wearing
boxer
shorts. I wear briefs.
Yeah.
And I think I'm pretty basic and mainstream.
But, I mean, you've got to choose it like what the majority of Perth think, not what you think.
No,
the
that's
majority.
What I'm thinking. Mm. I've sort of cut out saying the majority of kids, so that's not that would be the minority. So I'm going to say that the majority of Perth would say briefs.
Briefs.
Okay.
Okay, and this is where Jules opens the envelope.
Jules is opening the envelope.
So you've said briefs?
Briefs.
That is the question. That's
I believe
the
majority of Perth would say briefs.
All right.
Okay.
And now we find out whether or not the majority of Perth have said briefs. If they have, you walk away with $500.
Oh, gee whiz, Jules.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
You could be $500 richer if you get this right.
Oh, God.
The answer is briefs.
Yes! Yay! I've won me
$500.
I'm going to buy the newest Sega. Oh, gaming. Yes.
And that's how easy it is.
Oh. How did I play that out?
I don't know, mate.
Real life,
hey. You nailed it. Yep. Yeah, it was good.
Does everyone know the segment now?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
So, briefs. Wow.
All right.
52% believe briefs. That is incredible scenes.
That was a little example. That was a little taster. We have another survey that we've pitched to thousands of people in Perth. The majority of rules. Get on the phone. We're going to play next.
On Hit 92.9.
$500 on the board. We've asked Perth the question. If you can pick what the majority chose, you will win that cash for today. Having a crack at it for the first time is Maria in Ellenbrook. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, thank you. Did you sound nice and vibey today?
Oh, I can't believe I actually got through it. It's the first time ever.
Oh, well, here's your opportunity to win $500. It's pretty easy, Pete, isn't it?
It is very, very easy. It's like this, Maria. We've sent a survey out to Perth. We've asked a particular question. We're setting things up with an absolute banger this morning. A classic Perth question we've got ready to go.
And all you have to do is fall into the majority of what people think. And if you do, then you win $500. It's pretty simple. Maria, you've got that, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. That would be a wonderful way to start the week.
All right.
All right. So
we're
going to hit you with the question and then we're going to come back and ask you. Yeah, we'll discuss it. We'll find out which side the majority rules on. Jules has the envelope in her hand for the reveal and hopefully you walk away with $500. Here we go.
Okay.
Which part of Perth is better, the north side or the south side?
Ooh.
That's a good one.
A contentious topic.
East and west never comes into it.
Yeah, I've noticed that. It's always north. Yeah, north or south. Why is that?
Because there's a river that goes through the middle.
Yeah, true.
It just splits them in two.
Yeah, but still.
Oh, problem solved.
I mean, it's not that hard. Mate, now, what are you thinking? What are you thinking and why are you thinking it?
I am thinking north because I have always lived on the north and, well, let's just say it, north's better than south, guys.
Pete's south.
See, Zay says north.
I'm the north.
Pete says south.
See,
I'm in the middle, so.
I was born and bred in Queen's Park. The entire family lives south of the river. My entire life, 34 years, has been south. We live south of the river now.
Do you not like phone reception and stuff like that?
Well, we love it, mate.
Do you have electricity there? Is that what you're getting
at?
That's what the Darling Scarp is for. We just shoot up there and sit at the top of the hill.
I mean, it's interesting. What's that Instagram thing Pete asked me every morning? No, mate, you're really up to date south of the river.
This is interesting for you, Maria, because you're way out east. So being in Ellenbrook, you'd sort of hardly fall either way. So
it's north.
North.
It is, mate. It's a clear boundary.
Okay, you got to put aside what you actually think, though. It's more like, you know, what your personal preference is. It's more what the majority of Perth think.
Yeah.
I still think north. Yeah, I'm going to stick with north, guys.
Okay.
Yep.
So, one more time, I'm going to play the question so we can all have a little refresher. You've locked in north.
Yes.
Which part of Perth is better, the north side or the south side?
Jules has the envelope.
Oh, shivers, I've lost the envelope.
You have a big job to do here, Jules.
Got it. Okay, I've got it here.
Which side of Perth is better? The north side.
This is an easy one to get going.
What did Maria say?
North.
Maria?
Yes?
The majority of Perth say south side by 52%.
No.
52% of Perth say south side
is Maria.
The best side.
Who'd we interview?
Pardon?
The south side, does that stretch to Margaret River? Then I'd probably agree with it. But if it's south being...
south side, 52%.
That's bulldog.
Oh, that was close, wasn't it?
Very, very close.
So sorry, mate. We can't give you any cash today, but yeah.
Maria, I'd do an audit on that, thanks. I don't believe that's possible.
Absolutely, yeah. I agree with you, Dave.
To be honest, I honestly thought it was going to say north. It is south. South side. I'm reading that right.
South side of the people are very vocal.
52%.
Very, very vocal.
Well, that's another thing as well, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You could just be wanting it to be south side, so you vote for south side.
All right, Maria.
They don't actually believe it, though, do they?
We'll send you on your way. You have yourself a good day, okay?
Sorry, babe.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Southside, there you go.
52%. It was a close one, wasn't it?
Very close.
Gee whiz.
Dave's still perplexed by this.
Can't believe
it. It must have got a hot, you know, like when you survey thousands of people.
Yeah.
Must have been surveying down south. No other way. A dump of a joint down there.
All right. So that's how it works. Majority rules. It will be back again tomorrow at 7 a.m. Get ready for your chance to have a crack at another $500. Hey, guys, by the way, just before you both take off.
I was just throwing rubbish in the bin.
Oh, sorry, you're walking away from the microphone. Xavier's gone. He's taking his headphones
off.
You'd open the door. Did you guys see Tones and I on Ellen?
Who's that?
Yes.
Tones and I? The girl from Byron.
She's not that girl from Byron.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's a ripper.
Wow.
It was an absolutely spectacular performance. One of those performances that gives you goosebumps.
How proud are you of her?
So proud.
Seriously, she's made Ellen.
She's on Ellen.
Yep.
If you haven't seen it, you can check it out on our socials, but we're going to rip into this one. Xavier,
Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
The South 32 Rottnest Channel Swim was done, run and won on Saturday. We were there. You can check our socials to check into everything that we got up to. But Lars Bottelier was the winner of the men's solo and he joins us now. Good morning, mate.
Hey, good morning.
And congratulations, mate. The winner of the Rottnest Channel Swim. How bloody good.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Now, is this your first time, Lars, that you won the Rotto Swim?
Yeah, it's my first time.
I understand $7,500 for coming first in the solo swim. When does that money turn up in your account? Have you got to wait a little while for it, or is it on the day they give you the check and away you go?
I heard you have to wait for a while, but okay. It should be all right.
Are you you obviously won, mate, which is extremely pleasing for you. But I know these open water swimmers who are quite talented have set times and stuff you're targeting. 4 hours and 18 minutes, was that what you were aiming for around that mark?
Yeah, I think that was the time I could possibly swim, but... I think the conditions weren't that good, so I might have gone faster if it was like slightly better weather, but no worries about that.
Yeah, it did get a little bit choppy in the middle there, didn't it, for those on the boat? I mean, we really experienced it. Do you ever get like sick while you're in the ocean? Because it does get choppy for you guys swimming as well.
Yeah, well, I've never been sick because of the water, but I did get slightly dizzy because the waves were coming from the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kind of, like, had to swim, like, not straight for my feeling. So I kind of swam to the right the whole time.
Yeah, right.
So it was like swimming circles.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
Lars, you obviously had researched up on Perth and the Rottnest Swim. Did you see or did you fear any shark?
Oh, yeah, I had a moment. I think it was somewhere at the 10K mark, and I was like, okay, yeah, I could see the bottom the whole time. I was like, yeah, maybe, you know, that could be a shark, yeah, could be a shark. But then, yeah, so then afterwards I was like...
Just swim faster.
No, like. You know, yeah, that's also, but like, there's lots of security, and I was like, I just kind of don't think of it anymore.
So, Lars, are you just traveling around, you know, entering all these swim competitions?
Yeah, well, I arrived in December.
Yep.
Just for the open, to do open water swimming. So, I did almost every weekend I did a race. But yeah, the Roto swim was the main event.
All right, and where are you off to next? What are you planning on doing for your next open water?
I'm going back to Holland.
Yep.
So I won't be swimming open water for a while. I've got because it's too cold.
Spend your money. Okay. Mate. Sit on the beach and spend your money somewhere.
It's too cold.
Hey, last one from me. What stage did you start to get a stitch or get tired in the swim? Is it like the 10K mark you start to hurt, or 5K mark you're starting to breathe heavily? When do you start to feel really, really fatigued?
At the end, because as you may know, I wasn't in the front at the beginning. So I had to accelerate pretty early in the beginning, and I didn't want to, but I had to. And then, that was the cause of my tiredness in the end.
Okay, yeah.
Exceptional stuff. Well, Lars, congratulations. You did the time in 4 hours and 18 minutes, 26 seconds to be exact. Winner of the Rottnest Swim. Pleasure catching up with you, mate. All the best for your next race.
Yes, thank you so much.
And next year, Lars, you better be a bit quicker, mate. I'm going to be in the water
now. Oh!
Thank you so much.
What an absolute ripper. So, as we mentioned, knocked it over in 4 hours and 18 minutes. Hasn't broken the record, which was under 4 hours a few years back, but still an incredible effort. And a good effort by our team as well.
Incredible effort by our team.
Absolutely.
So a big congratulations and thanks to our skipper. We just want to shout out to these people. Chris Hoppo.
Yeah, he was a ripper.
Yeah.
Geez, he was good.
He's God, a good
he
bloke.
Was, like, because the size of the boat was a 12-metre boat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't a dinghy.
No, no.
And he's sort of having to wade it sort of through swimmers, paddlers.
Yeah,
a lot of congestion out there.
A fantastic. Yeah, paddlers did a great job too.
Yep. Jenna and Anna.
Yeah.
And to our team, Captain, Aaron, Carla, Carly, and Angus, the Smiling Assassin. They were absolute rippers. The time that they got in at was just under 6 hours. They were hoping to beat the 6-hour mark.
Well, 5:59:09
How came awesome in there. That?
Came third in their category. So that's great.
That's really great.
Mm, yeah.
Did you want winners? Let's be honest. Did you want winners?
They are winners.
They are winners. They
completed
the finish
it.
Line.
No, they did a wonderful job. They really did.
Yeah,
no, they were fantastic. So congratulations to them.
All right.
Thanks for helping us out.
On Hit 92.9.
Alex.
Hey, Van.
Nice to meet you.
Nah.
One more song! One more song!
Please welcome the couple that got the moves like Serbian Jagger, Alex and Ivan.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. What an intro.
Great to have you in here in the studio, actually.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
How's things going with maths? You guys must be absolutely inundated. It's the most popular show on the television.
Holy mackerel, he's not wearing his wedding ring.
Yeah, I am, just the other side.
Oh.
It's a European thing, yeah.
Oh!
I'm European. This is sitting on on my proper hand.
Ukrainian.
I thought I spotted something.
It's
OP. Continue.
No.
And you'll see the consistency throughout the whole way.
Alrighty-o.
On this side. So. Right.
Now, of course, last night was the night where you sit on the couch, and is it stay or do you leave? You guys both said stay.
Yep.
So what's the dealio here? I really want to ask if you're still together. You look really happy. You look good together as you come into the studio
this
morning.
Why would I have left? Why?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Get
off it.
Good point. Either they're not together and that's one last throw at the stumps to get back together, or they're pretty happy.
But seriously, what is life like for you guys? Obviously, this is filmed a while ago, so it's all airing at the moment. You know, getting recognised when you go out and about?
Yeah, we were out in Perth the other night. Where did we go? We're
Stables
out in
Bar.
Yep. Stables.
Advertising
oh, look at that little pitch there. They're going to love you.
You know, it was hard. I don't really get recognised because I've changed my hair colour.
Yeah.
I'm blonde now, where I was black on the show.
Yep. Was that deliberate?
And it's working. Ivan, on the other hand, he's loving life at the moment. Mr. Brad Pitt over here. But me, I changed my hair colour and I'm glad I did, because now I can just walk down the street and kind of not be as... I know people still like look at you like, oh, I know her from somewhere.
Yeah.
But no one really approaches you, and I think that's like that in Perth, which is good.
How do you go? Obviously, you guys are taking it seriously, but I mean, people like myself watch it to watch for the car crashes and hopefully something's going to blow up and I'm glued to it.
There's going
to
be more car crashes. Sorry,
yeah.
Oh, really?
How do you go with people like rooting against finding love, which I mean, I think
from the outside,
like I take it as a bit of a joke, like, come on, what's gonna happen? Please say something silly.
I mean, I'll only speak on behalf of myself and Alex. It's tough because, like, they're real relationships, regardless of how short lived or long they are, they're real relationships. We're real people, so I mean, there's speculation that a lot of people went in there for the wrong reasons, I can honestly say that myself and Alex didn't. So, like, to have that external pressure, like fail and give us some drama and all that sort of stuff. It's it's tough. You know,
I think like in comparison to last year's as well too, I found that the contestants this year are much more real than last year's for some reason. Yeah, as far as like last year, I found that they were just there, they were the Instagram followers, like in there for their Instagram followers and stuff like that. Where I feel like you guys, you know, this year are a little bit different.
I think at least everybody's given it a good crack, and it hasn't panned out that way for some, but for others, you know, it's lasted the distance.
So. Sorry, the dinner parties.
Yeah.
That's my favourite part of
the week.
Alex loves talking about the dinner parties.
It is my favourite part of the week. What? How many vinos and stuff are you guys down by the time that the stuff that we see that really gets up and going starts happening?
They do, in fairness. They've got an RSA marshal there. Yeah, counting the drinks.
Channel 9 just having a look, just quickly.
We get into it.
We do get cut off. Yeah.
I tried to get into it as much as I could. But, you know, it's there is some.
Because you guys are there for a long time, aren't you? Like for that dinner party. It's like an 8-hour day filming.
Yeah, it's long. And they stop, the alcohol does stop flowing. And then you do see Yvonne scattering around the table to find the last drop of wine. Down.
That'll be me.
And I'm like, okay, that's enough. They've stopped for a reason. But it's hard. It's hard. And because it is such a long, you're just exhausted. Mm-hmm. You know, you come home at like 3-4 in the morning and you're just, you're finished.
I treat Wednesday nights like a dinner party in my place. Like I start getting a little bit liquored early and then move to the scotch towards the...
Yeah. Is this from last Wednesday?
That was built last Wednesday. So How do you guys go sharing about your sex life and stuff? Because as I said, there's a couple of things people love to see. The blow-ups and the talk about the sex life.
Yep.
How do you guys go with that?
We're a bit more private on that subject. And I think it's a sort of mutual understanding of we don't really want to deem that necessary for the whole world to know about our intimate and private lives.
Well, I mean, we saw what happened the other night, like
I thought
last
you were going to say week. We saw him in the tidy whities. No, I mean, I saw the tidy whities.
You didn't see those legs.
Oh, an elephant trunk.
last week, I'm not sure which contestant it was when she said that, you know, 10 seconds. And
Natasha's.
You can get yourself in some hot water when you do start talking about it.
And I think the good thing about us was we were kind of mutually agreeable on not talking about sex and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think both, like where we come from, that's not kind of on our agenda. But the experts, bloody hell, they do push it. Trish loves a bit of sex talk.
Yeah. So do we. And I'm just
we weren't for it, but they didn't
so
get
you're
what
not going to get any of that today. Not from us.
All right, then. Well, who don't you get on well with inside the house? What shows that off?
Big Brother.
Who don't you get on well with inside the experiment?
Michael Goonan. Me?
Which one? I've got a question about him and Stacey. Yeah. Right, now that you guys are able to get be on the other side and you're actually watching episodes, were they on from the outset and they actually genuinely like each other, or was there a case of Stacey? Because from the night that they got married, it looked like
until the ching ching.
Yeah, the girls, her bridesmaids whispered something in her ear and said, "He's got money," and then it's like she turned on a dime and went, "Oh yeah, no, I'm down now."
Well, Stacey's got enough money to feed a village herself. I don't think she needs money.
Yeah, right.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, okay, because right. I mean, look, it definitely made it seem like she was a bit of a gold digger.
Yeah.
And what bugs you about him? Is it just his little attitude that he thinks he's bulletproof?
Thinks that his poo doesn't smell like mine. I just feel like he's a little bit
How comfortable were you living together before you could start using the facilities for
one day?
I know that her poo doesn't smell, so that must be
Yeah, right. Either that or she hasn't had one for about 4 weeks. But anyway.
You mean 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
All right. The show's back tonight on Channel 9, 7:30. Alex and Yvonne, thanks for jumping into the studio and having a chat with us. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for having us.
On Hit 92.9.
131060. Why is your partner still good friends with your ex?
Whoa.
Liz?
No. Jules. Little bit of radio craft here. Follow me on this. Okay. I got a picture message yesterday.
Oh.
From.
Yes.
Yeah. From my old partner that I used to work with on Mix 94.5.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. And there she was cuddling up to our Julesy.
Current piece messing with your side piece.
That's right. Yep. So.
Good grief.
Lisa Shaw. Shout out to Lisa.
She is beautiful. Yes. I met her yesterday at a lunch. And yeah, we got talking about you and just how amazing you are.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. See, there you
really?
Go. Still there.
He's coming this morning under the weather. Had a big weekend.
Yeah.
No, I'm not
fine.
Well.
Because you know
I'm
what?
I'm sick. I got the sniffles.
We support one another.
That's right.
Thick
we
and
do.
Thin.
You throw me under the bus.
You never. That's you. No, I said we support one another. Pete and I support one another. You.
So, Pete, you reckon that, and this is a work one, but there's obviously relationship ones where
it's like an arranged marriage.
Well, you know
you
when.
Know, you don't get to choose. You just get put together with someone. You have to make it work.
You know when you hear those stories about, say, for example, and this has happened to a couple of mates of mine.
Yeah.
We're talking about the fact that they're getting married. Oh, who's coming to the wedding? Oh, by the way, yes, so-and-so's coming.
Ooh.
What, the ex?
Yeah,
that one, yeah. Well, her and my new partner have become good friends and she's coming to the wedding and everything's hunky-dory.
Yeah.
But there were a couple there where I'd love to know the connection from when it became ex to, oh, by the way, you're coming to the wedding, you're invited.
Now we're still mates.
Because there are a couple of real rough breakups in there where the ex has actually made their way to the wedding in the end.
Well, people are adults and people grow and change.
Like, you know,
no, they don't.
Yeah, but I know. Look, I get that. I wouldn't have any exes at my wedding or anything like that. And I wouldn't want my partner
to have
these.
Well, neither would I.
Not like a jealousy thing, but just why was that connection still there?
Yeah.
Yes.
131060. Is your partner friends with your ex and why? Save your
toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Why are your partner and your ex still good friends?
Who knows?
This off the back of a little photo I got yesterday. I know it's not quite relationship-shippy, but it was good to see this photo pop through. You were at a radio shindig yesterday, Jules.
I was, yes, and I met your ex co-host.
That's right, from when I was upstairs
Lisa
back in the day.
She's beautiful, such a lovely lady. She had nothing but nice words to say about you.
Don't say too many good things about her. She's on a competing radio station.
So there's
at the moment,
a sinking boat.
I ran you into the ground.
You're both on a boat.
Yeah.
All three of you.
Oh, don't do
it
this.
It sinks.
Not the trolley problem.
There's a hole in the boat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can only save one.
Yeah.
Who are you drowning?
Jeez, who are you saving?
So Leanne and Casuarina.
No, answer.
Yeah, hello. You better bloody answer.
Hi, Leanne, answer. How are you going?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, going really well, mate. What's the dealio here? Your ex and your partner still good friends?
No, it's my partner and his ex. So his ex and myself are best friends now.
Oh,
no! And how does that play out? Did you know each other prior or have you just become good mates somehow?
No. I met her when I met him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they explained that they used to date, but now they don't, and they're really good mates. And now she's my best friend and maid of honour when we get married.
Oh, stop it. Mm. That's beautiful. Do they have kids together and stuff like that?
No, there's no kids involved.
So it must have been an amicable breakup between the two of them then, yeah?
It was a bit. It was a bit touch and go when they first broke up.
Yeah.
But now we're all really good friends. We're best friends. And
Leanne, do you ever worry, though, like if you left them in a room together and you had to go on, you know?
No, none whatsoever.
Okay. Oh, that's beautiful. I mean, how can you be in a friendship if you had your thoughts like that? You can't.
Leanne. You know, best friends have certain best friend conversations. That's what makes them best friends. Some things are pretty personal. Do you guys ever compare notes?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Oh,
I love it. Nice. Love it. Oh, that's so good. I mean, yeah, imagine that. Being able to talk to your best friend about the guy and they know them.
What worked best for you?
Yeah.
Hey, now, Pete, sorry, but we are going to, well, you look for your credit. Who are you saving out of the box?
Oh, I just want to say also, too, for Leanne, congratulations and all the best for your wedding, babe.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go get them, babe.
And I'll tell you what, you and your best friend, who's your maid of honour, and your partner, you can all go and enjoy lunch on us at Ascot Racecourse.
Oh.
The carnival begins 28th of March. Visit perthracing.com.au.
Get me one of them, Pete.
5 minutes away from 8. Hit
who are you saving?
Mate, we got to get
who
on.
Who are you saving?
We're running behind.
Is it me or Lisa?
Who is
tell
it?
Me.
We're running behind.
Just remember who's in front of you right now.
Just answer it.
Look at the weather today.
Just answer
top
it.
31. Save your
toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.
I want those puppies.
Fictional girl.
Bark. Don't even trip, dog.
An army of puppies.
I've never seen anything so adorable.
Cuteness is coming. Finding rescue doggos a family. This is Game of Home.
Take us through it, X.
Now, we're one from one, guys. About a month ago, we had Monty and Murphy, the brothers that needed to go into a home. They were homed not long after we had them.
It was like the next day.
They went out to a home. So that was wonderful. But this is a segment where we have linked up with Shenton Park Dog Refuge to bring in a dog that needs to find a forever home. And as I said a little bit earlier, I like dogs more than humans. So I find it our role as a community to find these dogs a home, hence Game of Homes. So this morning, we've got a very, very, very special character in here who's a beautiful, beautiful dog, Griffin.
We certainly do. As you mentioned, his name is Griffin. And we're also joined by Christy, who's the general manager of Shenton Park Dog Refuge. Thanks for bringing Griffin in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Griffin is an 8-year-old Staffy who is unbelievably beautiful. Now, we were saying off air that currently there's 65 dogs, but there are numerous amounts of dogs that are a little bit older. So Griffin's 8, so he's looking for his forever home to now chill out and relax a little bit. Is that right? You're 65 and some older ones at the moment?
We do. We have Griffin as one of our aged over 7,
mm-hmm. yep.
and another 7 that are 7 years and over. So our senior dogs are decreased price for adoption. We charge $370 for adoption for them in the hopes that they'll find a home that they can live out their remaining years for.
Okay, so now what kind of home is Griffin looking for?
Griffin would love to be in someone's company more often than not.
Okay.
So preferably a part-time or casual worker.
Yeah.
Loves being a typical Staffy, just loves to be hugged.
That tail has not stopped since he's been in here. It is going a million miles an hour.
Now, how long has he been in the refuge for?
He hasn't been with us too long, thankfully for him. Yep. About 4 weeks.
Okay.
Yep.
He came in from one of the local pounds. So.
Oh, right, okay.
Hopefully we can get him out sooner rather than later.
Well, that's where we need the people of Perth. Now, if you're sitting in the car and you're thinking, oh, we're up to adopt a dog, there's no better time than now. The holidays are done, so you're going to be at home a lot more than what you think you're going to be. We're going into winter. Here is, you know, we've got a long stint where we've got no long breaks. We've got a beautiful dog in here, Griffin.
He loves 8-year-old a good cat Staffy. Too.
And so around kids as well, kids are fine with Griffin.
We haven't tested him on children yet, but obviously we get any dogs to sort of meet everyone in the family if they come in. But we think around about 10 plus.
Yeah, he seems pretty chilled out around us. I mean, he keeps licking my feet, which gets me distracted every time.
What about families who already have a dog and they're looking for a second one or a playmate? How would he go?
Probably not Griffin for another dog in the family.
Yep.
He can be a little bit fussy about his dog companions.
Okay, loves the attention.
It's like
much
me and
like
people.
Me.
Yeah. 100%. Griffin's no different than me. It's perfect.
Yes.
So, all right, Griffin's 8 now. To get into contact either, you can give us a call at the station. We'll put a link up on our socials. Marcel's going to, our digital guy's going to have links and everything like that. And, of course, we can direct you straight to Shenton Park. But he's absolutely beautiful. And
he's
a stocky Stafford. I'm telling you, I'm going to sit down and eat my dinner off him.
Look,
he's strong as an ox.
As you mentioned, you can get in touch with us, Shenton Park Dog Refuge as well, but also check into our socials because we'll have pictures and videos of Griffin up running around the studio, wagging his tail and all
segment.
That.
What a segment.
Yeah,
it just brings joy to my life.
It'd be great to find him a home. Christy, thank you very much for joining us here today.
And of course, check out, there is 65 other dogs at Shenton Park or fostered out at the moment, which obviously need a home too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Good to catch up with you.
Thank you very much. Save your jewels
and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Whole lot of people need to hear this.
Okay, I don't know who needs to hear this, but stop giving people who sneeze loudly the attention they crave.
Oh, no! Okay, that's rough. That is so rough, because that was a belter. That was a good one. And you've been practicing that one for 2 hours, I reckon. You found that 2 hours ago.
I stumbled. Oh, that's just life. It's Monday. Give me a break.
You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete for Subway. The $5 everyday value range at Subway. 4 selected Subway 6-inch subs for just $5 each.
Save your jewels and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Save your jewels and peace.
On Hit 92.9.